more and more so, it's the suburban voters who can be determinant in how elections turn out. And that's true more and more so for a lot of things in American life. Joel Kotkin, as you know, is one of the leading experts on the American city, specifically Los Angeles. He's the author of The Human City, Urbanism for the Rest of Us, and a professor at Chapman University in the beautiful city of Orange. Welcome back to the show, Joel Kotkin. Joel, how are you?
Oh, well, pretty good for a nice rainy morning, yes.
We're happy. Is it raining down where you are?
Yes.
Oh, look at that. It was threatening. It's surely kind of bizarre that London had fantastic weather for the wedding and we were fogged in the whole weekend. But
she took the sun with her.
I think it was all special effects. Anyway, Joel, thanks for being with us. So talk to us about this is, you know, it was so goes Ohio, so goes Maine, so goes the nation was the old phrase in American politics. But now it's, as your headline says, as goes the suburbs, so goes the nation, with a question mark. What does the question mark mean?
Well, I mean, the question really is that the suburbs are the one, what you might call, contestable area. The inner cities are so blue now that, you know, they might as well be voting for the Supreme Soviet. I mean, you're, in some areas, you're talking 80, 90% of the vote being Democratic. And so there's really no contest. What was the last time there was a sharply contested congressional race between the parties in Los Angeles? Probably been a while. The countryside is also solidly Republican. Those districts are generally pretty solid. So the only place where there's really a contest is in the suburbs. And so as we go towards a congressional election, this becomes particularly important because you can have super majorities in L.A. and San Francisco, but that's not going to determine what's going to happen in places like Orange County or the Inland Empire, where, you know, really the changes in the California congressional delegation will take place. And by the way, this is true across the country, including in places where in Texas, where, for instance, there may be very little chance of Republicans winning the state, but there are several congressional districts that it's possible that Democrats can win.
And, you know, I was just thinking, are there any major American cities that vote Republican? And San Diego has had Republican mayors for actually most of the last half century, not currently, but it's pretty much all the Southeast. It's like Birmingham, Alabama, Jacksonville, Florida, places like that, Indianapolis and Dallas, with a couple of outliers like Oklahoma City in the West and Grand Rapids, Michigan. But for the most part, yes, the major cities are completely dominated by Democratic politics. But with that, and a lot of folks who skew more conservative have abandoned the cities. And, of course, that then becomes – it just reinforces that political dynamic.
Yeah, well, what happens is – what's very clear is, first of all, when people get a little more prosperous, they tend to move to the suburbs. As they get into their mid-30s, you know, people who may have been, you know, solidly progressive at 25 start rethinking when they're 35 because, you know, they've bought a house, they're raising a family, they're dealing with education. And you also have people who are moving because they can't afford a decent house in the urban area, but they can afford one maybe in the suburbs or even the exurbs. And this pattern is pretty clear. About 85% of all the people who live in the large metros in America live in essentially suburban environments. So it's really the big battleground almost in any election, and particularly important in an election like this one because of the congressional elections, which really are not statewide, but they're specific. So California could be solidly blue, but, you know, Orange County is kind of purple, and it could go either way.
And what are the exurbs?
The exurbs are the way out further suburbs, the areas that are, further out. And here in Southern California, you probably could talk about places like the Inland Empire. As you go to the outer ring, the Antelope Valley, places like that are really quite far from the downtown or and the traditional urban core. We have a whole series of definitions about this. But interestingly enough, the exurbs, which had been written off for dead by most of the pundits during the Great Recession, have actually started to grow faster than any place else.
We're talking with Joel Kotkin. His book, of course, The Human City, Urbanism for the Rest of Us, and is frequently published in the Southern California News Group. You see his stuff in the OC Register, the LA Daily News, etc., and teaches at Chapman University. One of the things that his, you know, I used to defend the Electoral College because the Electoral College does have a quirk where, under certain circumstances, you can have the Electoral College go one way and the popular vote go another. And we've seen this happen. Well, if you want to go way back, you can go back to John Quincy Adams versus Andrew Jackson. But we'll go back to 1876 with Rutherford Hayes versus Samuel Tilden, and then famously or infamously in 2000, Bush versus Gore. And now it happened again with Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. But because of the massive blue wave that is now seemingly entrenched, certainly for the foreseeable future, in the East Coast and the West Coast, it's entirely possible that we could see a series of elections where the winner of the presidency loses the popular vote, and by a not insignificant margin. I mean, Hillary Clinton's popular vote margin over 3-4 million came almost exclusively from a couple of counties in California, but those are American citizens too. So I think that that's a real profound shift in America.
Yeah, well, that's why I think that, you know, if we were to reform things, I think the Electoral College has its difficulties, but certainly going by congressional districts might be a good idea, because if you take a look at, you know, if you're a voter in let's say the Inland Empire, and you want to vote Republican, or you know you might as well throw your vote away because it's just going to be lost in the tide. So the fundamental issue really is, where is the center in American politics? We live in a very, very polarized political environment. And the only places that are really sort of contested and where a lot of sort of more moderate voters tend to live are in the suburbs. And, suburban voters, they tend to have families. They tend to own homes. They tend to care about safety, education. And this can drive them to the Democrats or to the Republicans. They don't tend to be more extreme as the kinds of people who could get elected, let's say, in the urban core, or the people who get elected in the more rural areas.
Well, it's an endlessly fascinating topic. Joel, as always, thank you for coming on and talking to us. We appreciate it.